But when you are fighting, in fact, anytime they come, or Yahoo, you buy with the Kewani, so that in Danaba, as easy cooking, they can talk about 30 minutes. But I mean, when you ever meet you, say, okay, send the account here, send the account here. They are not your fans, they are robbers. Anybody that does not teach you to keep your covenant that you made in the process of all of them. That's why on the day of the wedding, they always invite all friends and family and friends and enemies. Everybody, come around, come around. Is there anybody here who does not want them to be joined together in holy matrimony? Speak now! Or keep your mouth shut forever. They won't get up because they want to eat rice in reception. They won't get up. But inside of them, they don't want it. Unfortunately, they won't talk except you open their mouth. It's you, husband, that will go back and open their mouth. It's you, wife, that will go back and open their mouth. Number 11, you are careless with your appearance. Ruth chapter 3, verse 3. Ruth chapter 3, verse 3. This is another thing that affects marriage. Ruth chapter 3, verse 3. Ruth chapter 3. Can we read it together? You know in verse 1. Let's read verse 1 again. Studio, verse 1. You will now. Ruth. Aha. Verse 1. Aha. Can we read now? Then Naomi, a mother-in-law, said unto her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee that is might be well with thee? I think we read this scripture the other time. Yeah. Now, let's go to verse 3 now. The woman is looking for rest for her. Then let's see now. Wash thyself because I want you to be in rest in your marriage. So one of the criteria is to do what? Wash yourself. Another one, use powder and perfume and cream. Very nice one. Another one, and put on thy raiment upon thee. Dress well. Look nice. Your husband may be born again. Your husband is not blind again. Look nice. We are born again, but we are not. Smell nice to us. Don't smell like a dead rat. Holiness is not a synonym of dirtiness. Smell nice. When you raise up your hand pillar, like you want to hear nice odor. Somebody shout hallelujah. Look nice. Dress very well. Balance colors. Don't wear red edge and blue and green. White. Back. Brown, Mama Rainbow. Dress very well. At times when you are watching TV, learn from the newscaster. They went to training about dressing. Am I right? Learn from them. Look at the latest in town. You don't need to be expensive to be acceptable. You don't need to be expensive. Oh, even if it's ordinary Ankara you are wearing. Thank God for the way they are even showing Ankara now. Stylish. They're even doing Akara bags. Nice one. Nice one. Balance everything. Even the one under there. This one and this one should be balanced. This one and this one. Shoot, don't hear anything, no. They should be balanced. Praise the Lord. And any of them that is guns, you have to take them away. The one that is guns. I want to see guns. Am I talking to somebody? When some of them are going to visit hospital to see doctor, they will wear nice one, new one. They wear new one. But the husband is seeing all the guns one every day. May the Lord forgive you. Why are you using one for 3 years? Agilode. You need to entice that man. You need to invite that man. Do environmental sanitation for your cupboard in that area. Let them go. Let my people go. And bring another one inside. Smell nice. And then you get back home, like your husband is looking at you and say, hey, who is this? And don't stop giving your clothes to, stop giving the clothes you want to sew to carpenter. You know, some tailors are carpenters. The tailor are carpenters. When you are wearing skirt, the thing will do like this. Because they will collect 2.50 naira copper from you. So you just look for anybody. If you see, though I said it the other time, though your husband is born again, it's not what? It's not blind again. Only my sorrow, but he can see. Men, am I talking on your behalf? They can see. Do it nice. Touch your hair for us. Excite us. Look nice. Powder is born again. Roll on, we make heaven. Use it. Use it. Look nice. Look nice. Look nice. Dress up yourself and even dress up your husband. You dress yourself and do what? When your husband is dressed, no, Oga, that brand upon yellow is bad. Oga, don't blame us. It was when I got married that I know that there are 21 blues. All blue, blues. But when I got married, my wife said, no, that's talk up blues. Kuba yellow blue, mo kuba kini kan blue, mo kuba kini kan se mo di mio. All the blues. Ben mo kwe red, itun ni pepe red, tomato red, mo kwe red, mo ni, mo kwe sure o. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Women, always put it behind your mind that men are moved by what they see. Men are moved by what they see. So let your husband wake up and see. He saw you in the morning, throughout the day, you are still in his mind. He get back into the night and he said, are you tired? I said, I'm not tired in Jesus' name. Oh, you woke up, the man sees you, everything inside of him, don't die. You don't need to, please, you don't, even young lady, you don't need to dress sexy. Don't dress to look beautiful. We don't need sexy, we need beauty. When people look at you, when somebody look at you, say, maybe you are looking sexy, it's an insult. It's an insult to your church, it's an insult to your God, it's an insult to people that raise you. It's an insult. You don't need to look sexy. Don't need to look sexy. Dress and look nice. A married woman should not look sexy. A young lady of Christendom must not look sexy. Some guys look at you, they can't recover until the next 7 days. They are still pleading the blood of Jesus. They are still pleading for the next one day. Every spirit of prayer inside of them dies. They receive the cockerel of hellfire immediately. That's why your skirt, everything must be all right. Hey, you know what? You are going to be addressed the way you dress. If you dress like a sister, a brother will call you. If you dress like a prostitute, a Casanova will call you. That's how it is. If what they see is your breast hunter will be the one that will be running after. You have so many sweeters, but no husband. All taste and see. For the girl is good. That's what they want to do. You have advertised, so they want to taste. So you have many sweet thoughts, many people drop, and they will be dumping you in the dumping basket. Eventually, you become pregnant with for one of them who will never be faithful forever. It's a breast hunter. So even if your younger sister feels it, you will sleep with your younger sister. It's a breast hunter. Dress very well to attract the kind of man you are looking for. Dress very well to attract the kind of man you want to marry. A Wayo sister will marry a Wayo brother. Am I talking to somebody? If they tell you that my wife is coming, if I tell you now that my wife will be coming, if you see a girl in miniskirt, micro miniskirt entering, what will you say? Will you say that is pastor's wife? No, you just, even if she's my wife, you say, no, that cannot be pastor's wife. Because there is a way a sensible woman should dress. That's an allotry dress. That's a virtuous woman dress. So balance it up. I'm not saying begin to dress and begin to expose your breast, your cleavage and everything. No. When you bow down like this, all the men in the house that are godly, they are closing their eyes. That's not godly. That's unrighteous. That's unrighteous. But real women, you must be fashionable. If you are not fashionable, go and learn it. Just go and learn it. What goes with blue? You should know. What goes with red, you should know. Women of God, that you are married does not say you should be stupid. You are contesting with so many people and you don't even know your opponent. Even if you are not going out in the morning, your husband is going out, look nice so that he can see, instead of you tying wrapper with string stick in your mouth. And that's why the man saw every day of his life. By the time he got to the office, he began to see spirit. Oga, what do you want? What do you want? Oga, my Oga, what do you want? You are saying, Mbulele, you want to go back to. And the man got back home, the same rapper you were tiny in the morning. He the same rapper with Ogi, everything in the body. You are not, you are even smelling Edu, you are smelling everything. If your husband is born again, your husband is not. It's not blind again, he can see. Balance everything. Balance everything. And men, spend money on them. Spend money on them. Spend money on them. Take them to Dubai. Take them to a boutique. Buy nice clothes for them. You may have only one shoe, but they must have nine. They must have shoe in different color. Purple, red, green. The only shoe I have are black. But my wife, every color. That's women for you. Yellow bag, we go with yellow. Green bag, we should go with green. Green shoe. So, Obeto drunk. What kill him? Oh, look, spend money on them. Spend money on them. We do, sir. I trust men in the SDA. Yeah. The demon is okay. Somebody shout hallelujah. So don't be careless about your appearance. The Lord God will bless you in Jesus. Number 12. Now, another bad habit is when you don't trust each other. Lack of trust. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Look at this one very well. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean onto your own understanding. This is the basis of our relationship with God. Trust. So, in every marriage, the basis of our relationship with each other is what? You know, our relationship with each other is a subset of the relationship with God. So, if trust is the foundation of our relationship with God, trust should be the foundation of our relationship with each other. Esther, please listen to this. For trust to be in marriage, you must prove yourself to be trustworthy. Am I talking to somebody? Do everything to be trustworthy. Do everything to be trustworthy. You are leaving your office in Alausa, you are going to Ikoyi, call your wife. So that, even if it's a text message, even if it's a WhatsApp message, my father, we always say, to build trust, I have forgotten the way you normally say it, but he will end it up with, tabangpa ekpa, fun afoju, aman sufe. I know Lagos girls, we don't understand that. When you are breaking granite for a blind man, you know granite, the one they cook, so a blind man cannot break it, so you are helping him to. But he doesn't know whether you are eating it or not. So to prove that you are not eating it, you will be doing like this. You cannot be doing that and be eating his granite. That is what? That's openness. Trustworthiness. At the time your husband gave you money to go and buy something in the market and everything, you can come back and say, tomato 1,000 and this and that. You are just giving account. At a stage, it's the husband that will tell you, I don't need your account. I don't need it. You have proved yourself to be trustworthy. But the man gave you 100,000, no report, nothing, you just, we need 20,000 to balance. So the man will begin to suspect you. Because our trustworthiness should majorly in the area of sex and the area of money. Any lady that is in your phone, if you are a wise man that wants to be trustworthy, let your wife know, who is this lady? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Without her asking. And please don't use number to save number. Don't use number to save number. People use it. 1, 2, 3. 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 9, 1, 4. So when the phone ring, Otimo code, the book one. 9, 1, 4. What kind of number is this? The wife will not understand. Or. When you are angel one, angel two, mumu one, mumu two. So prove yourself to be trustworthy. Trustworthy. So be open. Be open. There should be no woman in your life unknown to your wife. There should be no man in your life unknown to your... No private chatting in the middle of the night. No matter how important the person, he cannot be, she cannot be as important as your wife. Sleeping with you, beside you in bed, and you are chatting somebody else. You are not trustworthy. Build trust. Build trust. A woman, I didn't know how she got me on WhatsApp, and she would be chatting with me. She doesn't mean anything. I would be. Anytime she starts, she send any WhatsApp, I will show it to my wife. I say, who is this? She will look at it, and like I said, we don't know. We don't know. Said, let's begin to check what she wants. I think she was carried along. Eventually, when the woman came, I said, oh, this is the woman that I've been chatting with me. And I said, don't chat with me again. Collect my wife's number. And that's what I do. All our counselee, you have to collect my wife's number and be dealing with her if you are a lady. I don't want to lose my integrity working with these people. You know, in fact, it's not that you are sleeping with somebody that is even bad. Anytime your wife begins to feel unsafe with any lady in your life, call that relationship. Call that relationship. Then somebody is calling you, say, lady, say, tell your wife to pick it. Or after talking to a lady, say, oh, my wife, he said, talk to my wife. Just say hello to my wife. It's a way to show that you are a trustworthy man. You are a business partner who are lady. Involve your wife. When you are in the meeting with them, call your wife and say, Mrs. Alade, the one business partner, I wanted to talk to you. Invite the person somewhere where she can meet your wife. And anytime you want to hold meeting, there should be no time. You are having meeting anywhere and your wife is unaware of it. Or your husband is unaware of it. You can love somebody you don't trust. But you don't, you can trust somebody you don't love. But you can't love somebody you don't trust. So build trust. Number 12, which number are we now? You complain and nag. I think we have dealt with that. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Please don't nag. Stop complaining. Number 14, you report your spouse to outsiders. That's another bad habit. And very common among people. Very bad habit. Very close to that is people that reject food at home. Some men, when they're angry with their wife, they reject food. It's a bad habit. And it shows that you are not a great man. I trust myself. When I'm angry with my wife, I will first eat. Imagine talking to Binu. How can I reject my food? If I'm angry with her, am I angry with my own food? Is it not my money? Hello, imagine go. My gen talking to Binu. They give me jollof rice, fried rice and everything. And I say, I'm angry. And I'm eating boli and bokpa. Takbadoshi soon. Will not be stupid. If you see any man that you reject, if he's a baby boy, what do I call him? Any man that reports his wife, he's a baby. In nursery and primary school, you will see children say, auntie, this one wants to beat me. Or even he has not beaten you. This one wants to beat you. That's a four-year-old boy. The father is 44. He's still calling his mother too. Mommy, do you know why my wife wants to beat me? Oh? At 44. A fool at 40 is a fool forever. A real man should be able to solve problems at home. Even at times, something you are reporting your wife about, you have not sat her down to discuss with her. Because a lot of men, you know what the Bible says, for this reason shall a man leave. A lot of boys left. A lot of boys left. That's what's giving us a lot of trouble. A lot of babies with feeding bottle and pampers, they left. They left. That's why they keep malice. Yawama kiwa, because they're angry. And the wife wants to solve problem. When they are sleeping in bed, place leg like this, and it BSA. BSA, my journey kuku. I trust myself. To my best, let me my best, yeah. Hello, my gen go. Oh, best, let me. Me obinuma. Hello, my gen be. Hello, my gen be nuya. Somebody shout hallelujah. Proverbs 24, verse 6. The Bible says, in the multitude of counselor, there is safety. Proverbs 24, verse 6. Studio. Proverbs 24, 6. The Bible says, shall we read it together? For by wise counsel, for what kind of counsel? Wise counsel. For what kind of counsel? Thou shalt make thy war. And in the multitude of counselors, it's not in the multitude of sympathizers. In the multitude, many of the people we are looking for, they are what? They are just sympathizers. Ah, Yahweh in Buro. Ah, Yeshua Yahweh in Yo. Ah, your wife is terrible. Ah, they are not solving your problem. They are compounding your evil. The multitude of counselors. Come to pastor, daddy, this is what is going on. Anytime people come to my office, I sit them down. I said, who do you come to, a magistrate or a counselor? They will say a counselor. So don't come and tell me something to judge your wife. Because in this place, nobody is guilty. Everybody has issue, but nobody is guilty. So when you tell me, oh, this is what my wife is doing, I will now ask you, sir, what you have not told me a single thing you are doing wrong in this marriage. Can you take this plain sheet of paper and list 10 bad things you are doing in this marriage? 10 bad things. And if it's a woman, you say, list 10 bad things. At times you have privilege of canceling only one of them. How do you read the other party? You, the one, you have to read the other one. Take this paper, write every bad thing your husband is doing. One woman wrote 35. Yes, she wrote 35. Then I gave her list, another place. Write the bad thing you are doing this marriage. She wrote 2. 2 with carpet. Me respect, yeah. Ona lo defa. Mama mbu, tobati bu me. But in everything, I now say, write good thing your husband is doing this marriage. She wrote 2. Ofena woman. Ode man san wo le we woman. Wrote good thing you are doing in this marriage. She wrote 27. I clean, I brush, I spray, I do, I go up and down, I fetch water, I send generator to NEPA. She wrote everything. I flood the toilet, I did everything. When she wants to write what the husband is doing right, she wrote and wrote and wrote until she wrote that she is not flushing the toilet. Then what will I do? I sat her down. I said, sister, sit down. Who pays the house rent? Said, my husband. Is she any now? I said, put it there. So men are not paying house rent. Does he come back home every day from the office? Ah, yes now. Ah, write it down. So men are not coming. Is he still sleeping with you? Ah, you're gonna like it. Write it down. At the end of the day, men of God, women of God in the house, we saw 25 things. This man, including paying for a brother, the master degree that the man is running. And he never, you know, when you focus evil, you will only be seeing devil. And when you focus goodness, you will only be seeing God. There is a way anger, bitterness, evil in your heart will rob and destroy every good thing the man has been doing right. I locked the woman up in one room in our office to read those 25 things for 25 minutes. She read and read. After 40 minutes, she came out crying. After 40 minutes, she even added when she was coming out that my husband normally buy my pint. Is somebody learning something now? So stop reporting your wife. Stop reporting your husband. Sit down and see another one you lost after men or other women outside. That's number 15. All husbands in the house, please listen to this. There is no better sex anywhere than the one you have at home with NAFDAC number. Safe. S-O-N stamp. Standard Organization of Nigeria and the one of heaven, they sign it. Please, enjoyment that is in sex is just 8 seconds. It can never be more than that. Do you want to lose eternity because of 8 seconds? Look at the backside of another girl. Say, hey, see the backside. She say, you have the same thing at home. It's not different. In fact, the one at home is the original one. That one is a septic tank. Ilegbe, Abi, what do they use them to do? No, talk to me. This thing, what do they use? What do they use? It's only solid or gaseous. Only two things don't produce. If food, they want me. So when you see a big one, it's a big toilet. Ilegbe ni. And that's what you are saying. And you are driving and you are colliding with Nepal pole. O toilet titi okori bogbo. Tori legbe. Legbe ni. There's nothing they use it to do. Have original in your house. If I want legbe le. Let your focus be on your wife. If she's tall, she's not too tall. Anybody that's taller than your wife is too tall. Anybody that's shorter than your wife is too short. This is a state of mind, contentment. Godliness and contentment, he has what? Great reward, because you have a rest of mind. Anybody that's fatter than your wife is too fat. Anybody that's slimmer than your wife is too specimen. A of Olodumare. When God wants to create and all other women, your wife was the specimen, eh? That's why you pick the best. And every woman fulfill Bible. If a woman is tall, the Bible says our God is high and mighty. So you want to resemble our father. And if a woman is short, the Bible says God honor the lowly. So you want God to honor her. If a woman is fair in complexion, the Bible says it's fair in complexion. The Bible says arise. Asha. And if a woman is dark, the Bible says it that dweller in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If a woman is slim, the Bible says narrow is the way. And if a woman is fat, the Bible says occupy chi. The Bible says the heart is of the Lord. And the fullness. It's okay. So what's the issue? What is the issue? Anybody that is darker than your wife is too dark. Anybody that is fairer and compassion than your wife is an ogbanje. Anybody that have a better kind than the count of your husband is a 419. Oleni, one waka kiri, oleni. Oleni. The best car is the car of your husband. If your husband does not have car, celebrate his muzzle. Celebrate his muzzle. But tobari six pack or call me. Celebrate him. Be totally biased in favor of your wife. Be totally biased. That's when you can enter the place of rest. Come on, my one, two, son, kiri. Don't look for what is not lost. Be totally biased. I don't see any other woman that is more beautiful than my wife. I created it in my heart. Until you create it, you are creating troubles. I was talking somewhere like this. One pastor said, hey, you said those girls are bad. Hey, it can be accepted and truly. Said, but in the front, and the one of our wife is no more standing. I want my hair. Can we say, quick. If the one, the breasts of those girls are still standing, the one of your wife that's no more standing, who made the thing not to stand again? And when those girls are coming, and the thing is doing like this, the thing is speaking grammar, the thing is doing grammar, if he's speaking Yoruba, I was like, honore. And if he's speaking in English, say, obituary, mortuary. He's coming, obituary, mortuary. Which one do you want? Honore, obituary, mortuary. Which one? Proverbs 6:25. Studio. Oluwa Missy. Aha. Let's read together. Lust not after her beauty in thy heart. Let her take thee. with her eyelid. Lost not. Lost not. Maybe before the end of the year, we can sit down. There will be couples alone. So that we can really talk about bedroom life. So that you can get the best without looking out there, outside. Am I talking to somebody? There is no breast that is better than that of your wife. Anywhere in the world. Celebrate your wife. Am I talking to somebody? And auntie, if the man touches you, don't say, hey, are you not a minister yesterday? Are you not a minister? He's a minister and he wants to minister to you. Want to minister to you. That's why he's touching your breast. Want to lay hand on you. Want to bless you in the blessing of the Lord. Number 16, you are not loyal to each other. I think I've spoken about loyalty. Then the last one is, okay, Proverbs chapter 5, verse 15, about loyalty. Loyalty. The Bible says, drink waters out of thy own sins. That is to say, be loyal to your own and running water out of your own well. Anybody can be clapping for you today. In your old age, it's only your family you will see. In your old age. I remember during the time of Abraham Dison, yeah, all of us celebrated in the days of Nadeko. Am I right? Yeah. He was everywhere after the death of Ajashin. We look, everybody were going, all the Tinubu of this one, they ran away to exile. But this man did not go. They even said soldier to him, they shot him. They shot him at Sangota. All of us celebrated him, but as he said, he became sick. For 2 years, nobody hear about him again. It's only his family. A time is coming in your life, you will be zeroed down to family level. Why don't you cuckoo go to down to that level now? Before you have fed the world. Be totally biased in favor of your wife. Be totally biased in favor of your husband. Be totally biased in favor of your children. Let them occupy your soul. Let them occupy your spirit. When you collect salary, remember, wife, your code should be wife, children, my wife, my children. That should be the code. Even if the whole world is crashing, remember your wife and children first. That's the hallmark of a real man. Rise up on your feet. The last one, I won't talk about it, is you don't give sex a priority. You don't give it a priority. It's holy, it's righteous in the context of marriage. Singles, when you do it outside marriage, you destroy your future. But in marriage, it is holy, it is righteous, it's a sin. Not to sleep with each other regularly. Because anything that's unscriptural is a what? It's a sin. And the Bible says we must not depart from each other apart from what? For fasting and prayers. When we meet together as couples, maybe in December or anyhow, we talk to pastor, we see how, because this church has become my church now. I've become my church. I talk together. So any Sabbath morning, just see me, I just collect microphone and begin to preach. Aha! Praise the Lord. I'm going to work it out to see how we are going to do so we can bring many other people. Many other people can invite our friends. Can you imagine if it's not on Sunday morning, youth are not around, you know the way I will talk. I will open my mouth. So I open my mouth, I will talk. Singles, next Sabbath, we'll be together. It's a deal? I'll be focusing you then. Please, there's something we are going to do that day that is quite different from this. Bring out your questions. On relationship. And couple two, we can accommodate one or two things, but I will be focusing you. Ask me any question about dating, about courtship, about anything, about love, about sex. Ask me questions. And please don't come to church next Sabbath alone. Bring your friends. Bring your friends. Make sure they come here. Many of your friends are going to church on Sundays. Am I right? So that's an opportunity to even be invited to your own church on Saturdays. It's an opportunity. And when they enjoy what we are doing here, they follow us. Am I right? They join us. You know what? Sorry, sir. You know what? A lot of us in SDA, we are not advertising our churches, our church. Let me tell you one funny thing. Some people think SDA is an occult church. Have you encountered them before? Whose fault is it? It's our fault. It's our fault. When somebody learned that I've been ministering next day, the first time I ministered with Lekki, they said, Can a fellow sing church here? I asked him, what do you know about SDA? What do you know? He doesn't know anything that they say it's an narcotic church. The elder sister of my wife, the auntie of my wife is an SDA person in Oshogbo. Yes. What's the name of this mommy again? I've forgotten the husband's name. He's a very top person. Pastor Booking knows him. No, sir. Very top person in, she's retired now, in, what do we call the prison service. Fakeye. That's her. Yes, sir. Yes, now. Yes. That's her. So she was the first to be born again in our generation, in their generation. She was the first. So it's a genuine church, it's a real church. Celebrate your church. The Lord God will bless us in Jesus' name. Raise up your two hands. Raise up your two hands and hand over your marriage unto the Lord. Just hand over. Naomi said, I will give you, I want to find a place of rest for you. Can I get the price of buck? Raise up your two hands. You say, Father, help me. Help me. Help me. Rabaka Sandeke Yebaka Sandedema. Help me. Help me. Help me. Singles, tell God to help you to enter into a godly marriage. A marriage of Ruth and Boaz. A marriage of rest. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. One more prayer point, but before I do that, we have all our books, many of our books around. I don't know the number.